So hello, welcome to another Rascal Boo from my little trip to Britain.
It's coming to an end, except it might not be coming to an end because a big volcano has gone off in Iceland. And in all probability I'm going to be stuck in the United Kingdom for a little while longer. I'm here in Bristol on a fantastically hot, sunny Sunday morning with a very good old friend, Michael Kelly, at his house with his lovely wife and lovely kids in his lovely garden. And let's see the scene. There's children's clothes hanging on the washing line. Spring is in full force. All the bushes in their regalia. Blue sky, despite the plumes of volcanic ash circulating above Britain. I'm going to get Michael to say hello in a wee minute. Next door, there's some other kids in the garden. Dan is Michael's next door neighbour. And he's going to stand in the forthcoming general election in Britain as an independent candidate for the decriminalisation of drugs. So we've been having a very interesting conversation this morning about that and his actually eminently sensible position when you listen to the arguments about why drugs should not be seen as a security issue. Anyway, I won't get into all that right now, but he's a bit nervous because at 3 o'clock he's going to go to the local cathedral where there's an old-fashioned hustings between all the candidates. So he's going to be standing up in front of the public and trying to persuade them of his point of view. For any Americans listening, in Britain, a general election is called, and then there's 1 month only for all the candidates to make their cases as to why they should be elected. And then it happens, so it's a bit like a sprint, a very concentrated sprint, as opposed to the marathon 18-month US election process, when everybody just can't wait for the election to be over, because we're all fed up with it. So in Britain, it's quite a different structure and situation, and good luck to Dan this afternoon as he tries to persuade the public. I've been talking away because Michael ran away as soon as I said I was going to get him to talk, but I'm going to get him to say hello right now.
Hello.
Is nobody talking to you?
Just welcome Chandradasa to the cream-fatted southwest, showing him how life can be full of the calories required. And luckily, the sun has come out appropriately, the blossom has started after a stalled spring, and off we go.
There you go, you probably didn't understand any of that because he murmurs a lot. He always has. He's from Northern Ireland, he's a farmer's son. Anyway, hope you're all having a hot spring afternoon, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.